Hello, mech fans around the world, and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where your two largely inept but prone to love co-hosts, Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris, watch, summarize, critique, and make fun of the entirety of the Gundam franchise from beginning to end. This is episode 17, and we'll be talking about episode 17 of Mobile Suit Gundam 0079, Amuro Deserts, in which we see an even worse idea executed to a T. Moe agare, and take it away.
I'm sitting here, I've gotten so meta that I'm sitting here trying to think of a conversation for us to have for you to interrupt me with hello and welcome back.
Good. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Mobile Suit Fandom. Meta. So, I love this. This is episode 17, and we're talking about episode 17 of Mobile Suit Gundam, and that episode is called...
Amuro Deserts.
So, yeah, episode 17, Amuro Deserts.
Deserts.
Yep.
Deserts.
Yep.
He gets some ice cream sundaes.
Yeah, it's really not very complex of an episode. He just goes to Baskin-Robbins. And then he leaves, and then the credits roll. It was actually really short.
Amuro!
Yep, so see you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mobile Suit Fandom.
God, this is gonna be so easy to edit. Oh,
wait. Yeah. Almost wasn't worth getting together, but there we go.
I get sad when I don't hear your voice.
That's fair. I get sad when I don't hear your voice. Anyway, so, the real episode...
Yeah, that didn't actually happen.
No, sadly, there is no...
As much as these kids need some fucking ice cream...
These fucking kids need ice cream. Someone get these poor children ice cream, for the love of God. Well, so, I guess let's just fucking get into it. Well, I do want, I guess, preface to get the audience excited. Chris messaged me before, as he was watching this episode, that this may be your favorite episode yet.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good stuff in it.
It is. It's chock full of some goodness from a variety of ways, angles. It's really just quality, like shit. It's
hard. Like the opening scene. Well, I guess you gotta do your.
Get to it just naturally through the summary.
Summarize.
This week I mentally replaced the OP song with, you know that song where it goes, everybody knows shit's fucked, with the keyboard in the background? That should have been the OP, because that's pretty much how this series goes from here on out.
Beautiful.
Also, I never noticed that Amuro's pilot suit is blue in the OP, which I don't know if they changed that later, but he wears white in the show, so I don't know what's that about.
Pay attention next time, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, right? So anyway, immediately after the OP, like, the quote-unquote previously on is pretty much just eschewed in favor of reusing the docking animation, the mid-air transfer animation, excuse me, as a contemplative song plays. And then the narrator is just like, the young crew trains as the fighting has not let up since leaving Side 7. And then, da-na! Title card! It's like, oh. Oh, okay, damn, we're just getting into it now. Fuck. So we get a shot of White Base moving through an open area and some slightly janky animation of the bridge. If you watch not so closely, you can see Mirai, despite standing still, her and the
pilot's wheel waggle around a little bit as we get the camera pan.
Look, it's an experimental ship. There's sometimes some wheel waggle.
But not just wheel waggle. Also, like, metaphysical, the pilot and the wheel will move separate from everything else.
Look, just because you don't understand the physics of this show doesn't mean it's janky animation fuzzy.
Well, you've got me there, my friend. You have me fucking there.
It's Minofsky particles.
It's Minofsky particles. Fucking. So we pan over to Amuro, who is sitting at a computer typing some shit in with one hand and writing shit with his other hand. And
so about this, there's some dope ass music playing. This is a fucking Daft Punk music video for the first 10 seconds. He's like, his hand is pushing buttons and music's playing, and we see some fucking readouts of Zaku's and Gundams beating the shit out of each other with it, like, freeze framing and throwing up some fucking CSI data shit on the screen. It's fucking dope. The opening of this is awesome.
I didn't remember the music changing. I just remember it still being the contemplative song. So maybe they
it's fucking jazzy and shit. Like, weird. I don't know. I'll put it at the beginning of this episode.
All right. So I look forward to the just jazzy tunes of Amuro running simulations.
It really is just a little incongruous with that's not the fucking
incongruent.
Word. Yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
words. I didn't smart good.
Fucking, I'm an English major and I don't fucking know what the right word is. Like, shit, I want to write books for a living. God damn.
Yeah, it was really, like, cool, swingy, fucking, just dope music. I don't know how to explain it. I was very excited. Like, I normally at the beginning of the episode, I'm like fucking around on my phone until something interesting happens. And this one, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, they're gonna have to do something to deserve this music, right? No, he's just fucking taking notes because he's an engineer, not a pilot.
Yep. Just
maybe I can science my way out of these fights.
That's literally what Amuro is attempting to do here, as he's running a bunch of fucking computer simulations on what on screen appears to be a command type Zaku and the Gundam, and taking a fuckload of notes while he's at it. Also, fun fact, the only difference between a command type and a not command type is the little fucking fin on the forehead.
Nice.
That's it. That's the command fin. I think it's actually called that, like, in Gunpla sets, when you get the option. It's like, oh, there's the command fin for your commanding pleasure.
Perfect.
So Kai walks up and he's like, yo, what the fuck's you doing? Namoros explains that they took Kozen's captured Zaku, and they now have all of the information about how good a Zaku runs, because we have one now.
Yeah, because they didn't throw it in the goddamn ocean, Amuro! Amuro! Yeah. I'm sorry, we weren't going to talk about that episode anymore.
No, the trouble is, that episode looms over the rest of the fucking this arc, this episode. We could have had this happen already if he was just like, all right, so I'm going to remove the scent of war from you, picks up Zaku, puts it in white base. Peace, bitch, and leaves.
No, I guess the scent of war is going to be on them now. And then the Zeon will be hunting the... Oh, wait a second!
Wait a fucking minute!
I'm never gonna forgive Amuro. I'm never gonna forgive him.
Good. Fucking, I can't wait to when we get to fucking Char's counterattack in, you know, 80 years. And you're just fucking sitting there going, you know, Amuro, you could have solved all of this if you didn't throw a Zaku into the ocean 20 years ago.
You motherfucking son of a bitch.
I also don't know if that's actually how much time passes between now and Char's counterattack, but that's gonna be a long time. In our universe, never mind their universe. Because fucking, I think there's like 4 series between here and there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen. See you guys in 4 years.
Yeah, ish. ish. Anyway. So,
oh, yeah, back to this.
Yeah, so Chuckle McFuckinstein walks up and Amuro explains what's going on. So they're using the Zaku's data, and basically Amuro is just like, the goof's faster, so let's just make it 20% better across the board. And that's basically how a goof works, right?
You know how engineers are with their, you know what, I'll just pick a random percentage. It's, I know, it figures it about right.
Yep, that's how engineers engineer things.
If only Rawl was as nice as Char and would state openly what times better it was.
Yeah, it's true.
Because then he would just know, like, oh, 300%. Yeah. That's the number.
Ramba plays the percentage close to his chest so that he doesn't just walk around with a fucking t-shirt of it.
3 times faster than oh my god, if we ever have t-shirts, buddy, the first t-shirt is going to be 3 times faster.
80% sure that t-shirt already exists. Never mind us. Like,
okay, fine.
Buddy.
Fine.
This show
fine. Has... I guess our meme sure has to be Dick Wasabi's since... giant dick.
Yep, that's it. Our first t-shirt's got to be Dick Wasabi's monster dong.
You've said it 100 times, and I always forget it's Monster Dog.
Yep. It's Degwin Zabi's magnum colony for his Monster Dog. fucking.
Welcome to Mobile Suit Dick Jokes. I'm Chris.
I'm Fuzzy, and we just do dick jokes about Gundam. That's it. That's the entire much. Show. fuck. And so, as we found out as of the time of this recording, apparently at least 43 people have listened to this podcast, so all 43 of you have taste.
Well,
I mean, bad is still a taste. So, Kai just kind of goes like, well, you're fucking dedicated to your cause, and then walks over to Mira, who's like, you wanna fucking go do your thing while I take over? And she's like, yeah, dope. So Kai relieves Mira, who, exits the bridge, tells Amuro, go the fuck to sleep, and then leaves. Fun fact, in the dub, Mira is actually played by Samuel L. Jackson. Oh man, I would watch that. You think we can get Samuel L. Jackson to do a redub of Mobile Suit Gundam where he just dubs over all of Mirai's lines?
From what I understand about Samuel L. Jackson, yes. Yes, you could. That dude is down to do some dumb shit. He just wants to be. He's my Patronus.
You know, once upon a time, we just said he's my spirit animal, but we don't say that anymore because Harry Potter got more popular than that. Cultural appropriation, yeah, I guess. I guess you're right, yeah. Anyway, fuck.
It's got real here on Mobile Suit Wokeness.
Mobile Suit Wokeness. I mean, fuck, man. My dad's Cherokee enough that he was like, all right, son, how many rituals am I putting you through? And I'm like, fucking what? needless to say, I did not do any of them.
Good job.
Yeah, I decided not to get my hand sliced open for various purposes. And I'm like, nah. Never mind how much he talked about doing the fucking ghost ritual. Fuck that noise. For those of you who don't know what a ghost ritual is in Cherokee culture, it's where you're taken into a fucking underground sweat hut, and then they stab bones into your pectoral muscles and lift you 6 feet off the ground using these stab points. And then you fucking trip balls on a mixture of whatever the shaman's hitting you with and pain, and you stay there for 24 hours. You start at sunset one day, and you go till sunset the next.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's metal as hell, and only, like, super badass...
fucking metal.
Only super warriors do that shit. Like, you have to be... Yeah, you have to be the fucking Z fighters of the Cherokee tribe. So, she goes to the interrogation room where Bright is interviewing. Look, I brain switched interviewing and Kozen because, but only the Z. Interviewing Kozen. Kozen, I remind you, is the Zeon guy they captured last episode.
We know his name because Ramarol gives a fuck.
Yes. Also, it's repeated a lot. So, Kozen, basically, the moment she opens the door, he goes, another two young woman soldier, eh? And Bright proceeds to explain, fuck you. but also, Bright explains to Mirai that... Kozen does not believe Bright is in command of the ship, because, something they casually mention, Kozen is also an ensign.
Beautiful.
They are equally ranked, and one of them is in command of the most advanced battleship the Federation currently has.
Yep.
Also, Kozen basically keeps telling him to eat shit. That's how this entire little bit goes.
Yep.
But in the background of this scene are two more dudes who are wearing the same Fedi uniforms as Bright. The gray ones. Which, as we've discussed a couple of times, means to me that these are actual commissioned soldiers.
Right.
Which only adds to the confusion of why the fuck these two dillweeds are just here beating on Kozen, or however they interrogate him. Probably not, because they're good guys, at least in this show. And fucking...
They're brig officers.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry.
We put CCOs in the brig? That's where we put command officer? Two!
One on the bridge, two in the brig.
Yeah.
That's the white base sex move.
One on the bridge, two in the brig.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Waggles eyebrows.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a child.
You are, but also we, on this podcast, have our in-joke of Degwin Zabi, and I don't even have to finish it. We just know the other two words by now.
Monster Dong.
So Kozen keeps taking the piss out of Bright and refusing to talk, so we smash cut to Amuro as he is walking down a hallway, and he slips on some water. And yep. Kika opens a door and is like, fucking hell! There's water everywhere!
For those of you that don't know her name, that's the tiny blonde child.
The tiny blonde girl child. Saying it that way really dehumanizes her, so I'm going to instead refer to her as the tiny blonde girl child instead of Kika. Because I hate this character. So she screams for help about some broken plumbing. And Amuro was like, okay, I'll fucking help. And so he opens the door and walks through and immediately runs headfirst into a bra.
Just hanging from a line.
Yeah. And so this
which
is...
Which made me think, like, this is supposed to be a dumb, silly Amuro gets embarrassed scene. I think none of them have a change of clothes.
Yeah, that's certainly what this seems to imply.
Like, I think she had to wash her clothes and then hang them up to dry while she took a shower, because those are the only clothes Mirai has.
It's entirely possible. Well, actually, no. Amuro has one change of clothes.
Because he is, he was wearing civilian clothes when he showed up.
Yeah,
right?
Also, Bright has one change of pajamas. He has a change of pants, but I'm pretty sure it's the same undershirt.
Okay. Well, it seems like Mirai only has the one uniform.
The one
Or at least the one set of underwear.
I guess
it makes sense that they would have multiple uniforms, like, down in the locker room, but, like, whatever personal clothing, it was what you brought, and during the evacuation, it probably wasn't a lot of time to grab bras and panties.
Probably not. Though, I feel like at a certain point, you might be able to be like, hey, Matilda, next time, just underwear. Like, bullets, yes, underwear. Here is a list of sizes. Just bring us, like, the sealed Hanes packages, man.
Imagine.
Maybe you don't buy them that way. Maybe just fucking throw them all in a fucking crate. That's fine with me. Just please.
Yeah, we'll sort them out.
Like, three of each, for the love of God. White Base begins operations from here on out where they don't actually destroy enemy ships, they invade them and steal
their underwear.
It's like a panty raid, but like for keeps.
But for like, they actually need these.
It's a panty raid, but no one's fucking around.
Yeah, it's not a weird pervy thing.
Yeah, no.
We need
this underwear badly.
So yeah, he goes in there and he's like, "Whoa, oh,
and then Kika is like, "Yeah, fucking Mirai, help!" After getting Amuro, and Mirai opens the door, titty hanging out.
And I'm like, "Hold on." I guess it's just a thing that if you don't show their nipples, they're not naked?
Yep. In Japan,
draw the nipples and it's fine.
Yes. In Japan, the nipple is nude, whereas no nipple, not nude, which is how we get away with airing shit at various times. Like, for reference here, there is a show that you can go find right now called Monster Musume, Everyday Life with Monster Girls, that the point of the show is titties hanging out. This aired on...
Right?
What?
Monster Musume doesn't air anywhere, does it?
It does.
Holy
it aired
fuck.
On television.
It's just blurred out hentai.
Yes. Yes, whoa. It is.
Whoa. Okay, fine. All right.
So,
in Japan.
As long as she ain't got no nipples, it's cool in Japan, right. I guess.
I mean, look, I'm of the opinion that we fucking make nudity like way too big of a deal as already.
Well, yeah, like in Europe, the titty hang out all the time.
Yeah,
you can just waggle those things that were fucking around willy nilly.
I guess I shouldn't get too upset because A, I think Mirai is an adult, and B, this is a show where fucking people die constantly and little kids get PTSD. So, my own admission, nudity. But it just baffled me that I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Because that, like, we're at episode 17. This is a weird time to be like, oh, this is a booby show. We have boobs in this show.
Yeah.
If this was HBO, that would have been fucking scene one, episode one. just so you know, this is a boob show. Oh, okay, cool. I know that now.
Excuse me.
You can move on with that.
Fun fact, why I couldn't get through the Game of Thrones book. I felt George R. R. Martin's hot, sweaty breath on my neck way too much over the course of the titty novel. especially during the fucking first time, fucking Daenerys and what's-his-face. Yeah. That seems real gross to read to me, and real hot and sweaty. Like, please get someone to walk up behind you and just breathe on your neck. That's how I felt reading this. Anyway, so other explorations into fiction aside, Mirai opens the door and is like, fucking, how am I supposed to help? Oh shit, that's Amuro! And hides behind the door. And so she's like, Amuro, fix the thing. Which, I was like, why don't you just ask him to leave and then you fix the thing? Since you're already in here and this is presumably the women's restroom.
This takes a trained engineer, Fuzzy.
Yeah, you're right. So Amuro tepidly comes in as Mirai hides behind a door, fixes the sink, which... I want to just note that the problem was the handle fell off because Kiki unscrewed the handle, and Amuro literally all he did was reseat the threading and then heel of the palm tiger fisted a couple of times to get the thing to actually close properly, and then he closed it fine, and that was fucking it. That's
and if he was a licensed plumber, that would have been $200.
Hey. he fixes the thing and is all wet. And then he's like, well, I'm gonna fucking go now. Blush. And leaves, and Mira is
and then
just
he also says it's not fixed.
Yeah, he mentions that it's like, this is just a temporary thing. We need to have someone actually fix this later. I'm going to go now when your titty ain't hanging out. Deuces.
Yep.
And he bails.
Because she's not in a military uniform and have red hair, and he's not imagining her stepping on him.
Projecting, are we?
What? No, that's like, maybe. But, like, he actually does have a crush on Matilda.
Yes, he does have a crush on Matilda, but certain elements of that list may have been projecting from one of your two co-hosts on Mobile Suit Fandom.
Write all complaints to Fuzzy Sainowaki on Twitter.
Eat my shit, Chris.
Now who's projecting?
Eat my entire ass. So we cut to the Gallop, who's meeting with some resuppliers of their own. Azaku's getting dropped off, and apparently it's kind of an older one, so, you know, fair warning, Ramba. And it gets dropped off by this ship that we need to talk about that naming convention. It's called the Fat Uncle. It looks kind of like a Gaw mixed with a gun parry.
Let me look it up real quick so I can, this may have been one of the bits where I got distracted. The Fat Uncle. I'm gonna go ahead and add, Gundam.
Yeah, add Gundam in that Google search, buddy.
Oh my god! Oh, this is my buddy! Oh, look at it! Oh, it's glorious, Fuzzy!
Yeah, like I said, it looks like a Gaw, but fatter, with gun parry, instead of wings like the Gaw had, it has gun parry rotors.
Oof, it's a big buddy.
And it's called the Fat Uncle, which isn't just this one. All ships of this design are called Fat Uncles.
It's got wheels on the bottom.
Yeah, how does it land otherwise? You goof, you bean.
Well, hey, fuck off. It's got propellers, like it's got a helicopter thingies. It goes up and down. It's not like a fucking jet.
Fair.
Helicopters don't have wheels, Fuzzy.
Some do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll shut the fuck up.
Dick.
My bad.
Fucking
put a dollar in the dick jar. I'm
fucking coming into my house.
The Zombies Monster Dong jar.
There we go. they say bye to the Fat Uncle, and Hamong takes Ramba aside and is like, "Why did you take this revenge quest?" To which Romba responds that it was the nearest person with an exclamation point over their head. And so... get it's it? Quest. Because quest.
I'm a completionist, motherfucker.
So, Romba explains that if he avenges Garma, then he
got
gets...
too close to Preston. Fallout 4 joke for anybody who hasn't played Fallout 4. There's a guy, if you get too close to him, he just gives you a fucking quest, and I hate him.
He's pretty bad from what I hear. I haven't played it, but I know the meme.
Some of us fucking like to have a clean quest log, Fuzzy, and some of us want to accept our quests and not have it just randomly generated by computer to go save the settlement that's being attacked by super mutants anytime you get too close to your buddy. Ugh!
You okay, buddy?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna keep doing the podcast thing.
Okay.
I'll, you know.
I'm gonna count to 10 just quietly.
All right. Hamon takes Ron beside that. Are allowed? Allowed? Really? Out.
Four.
All right. He.
God damn it! I can't stop laughing. Hamon, yes, go.
Yeah. He explains to Hamong that if he avenges Garma by murderizing Whitebase, he's going to get a 2-rank promotion.
Nine.
And then that will let him make all of his men's lives better as well. I don't know. He's like a colonel, right? Or a lieutenant?
10.
What? No, that wasn't a response to me.
I'm back.
It's a pleasure to have you back, my friend. real nice having you around. He's a lieutenant. What's 2 ranks above lieutenant?
Major.
I think it's like lieutenant colonel.
Lieutenant colonel?
Ranks.
Master Chief.
I don't care about Roman ranks.
I don't care about Roman reigns.
I mean, that too, I guess.
That is the only wrestler name I know right now, though.
So it depends on the, like, if it's an army, an air force, or a navy. If it's an army, then it goes lieutenant, then above it is captain, and above it is major, or commandant. Navies, it's lieutenant commander, and air forces don't have a regular lieutenant. They've got flight lieutenant, squad leader, wing commander. I'm gonna guess he's probably, it probably follows army fuck! Army no, logic!
Right, major.
Yeah, he's aiming for that major / commandant. I feel like knowing Zeon, they go commandant.
Yeah, they probably do.
They go commandant. Yeah, ooh, that's got a good ring to it.
I don't know, Major Rawl sounds pretty fucking badass.
Major Rawl also sounds pretty badass. Kind of wish it went Air Force, though, because Wing Commander Rawl also is
the Wing Commander of our hearts.
He's the Wing Commander of our hearts. I love the rank of Wing Commander. Like, that just fuck. Like, if I ever got to be a wing commander, it'd be like,
just
I'm going to
quits there.
Yeah, no more promotions. I'm staying here, and also ordering 10 million business cards, because I get to call myself wing commander, and that sounds so fucking cool. Huh. Anyway,
Wing Commander Fuzzy Sanawaki.
Yeah, there we go.
Wait, would it be Fuzz? Would it be Wing Commander Sinowaki, I guess?
I mean, the Sinowaki is really just like another.
Hi, my name is
Fuzzy.
Mr.
Is the core
Sinowaki.
Is the core point here? The Sinowaki was just because that was available on Xbox Live years ago, and it has a whole other fucking story behind it.
King Sinowaki of the Principality of Zeon.
There we go. So, yeah, we cut back to Kozen, who's getting his shit thrown into his cell, and he is like, man, these fucking amateurs can't even do a proper body search, and proceeds to rip his tooth out.
And then pull a string out of his pants.
Yep. And
I was like, oh no, what are you pulling out of there, buddy?
Yeah.
We already saw some boobs. I thought they were going straight for it.
Straight for the D. And the only D we get to see in this show is, really the only one to compare any D to. Degwin Zombie's Monster Don. So, dick jokes. Dick.
Welcome to
Mobile Dick Jokes.
Where we bring dick jokes to you.
Yeah, it's true. We have a van. Just drive around with our dick jokes.
It's a Wienermobile.
We actually purchased a Wienermobile from Oscar Mayer, and
purchased.
We stole a Wienermobile from Oscar Mayer, and we had to pry the bun part off. Yep. So that we would draw less heat.
no, it's not the Oscar Mayer, but fuck it. Bail on this joke.
Bail.
I fucked it up.
So, it turns out that Kozen has an explosive in his tooth, and his pant fucking...
No, he has an explosive in his pants.
Hey, dick jokes. Episode 17.
Goodbye, all the listeners we've gotten so far. Goodbye.
Mobile Suit Fandom. Where
canceled
dick jokes. It's just episode 17. Just dick jokes. It's. Have you ever bought just the marshmallows of Lucky Charms? Well, this week on Mobile Suit Fandom, just the dick jokes.
Just the dick jokes.
None of the Gundam. Only dick jokes.
Dick jokes.
Really, it's a steal. Fun fact, you can get like 25 pounds of fucking Lucky Charm marshmallows on Amazon right now for like $20.
Oh my god.
Like, they're real cheap. Like, if...
I would just die. Like, I would... Ugh.
Die because you ate them or die because it's gross? Because I don't actually know because I've never eaten Lucky Charms.
Just the, like, okay, I mean, it's not great. Okay, I'm a bad, fucking, since I was 6 years old, my fucking favorite cereal has been fucking Raisin Bran, so I'm a bad.
Wait, hold the phone. You like Raisin Bran too?
Raisin Bran is fucking great, alright? Fuck everybody who with their fucking sugary snacky cereals and chocolate shit. Fucking give me Raisin Bran. Just give me fucking.
Do you ever get Raisin Bran clusters? Dry. Do you ever get the Raisin Bran with clusters?
Motherfucker, what do you? Yeah, of course I fucking get. It's really good. Like, yes, all of it. I don't care. Just, does it have raisin and does it have bran? Put it in my face with some milk.
Well, okay, so Raisin Bran's like my favorite cereal ever since Post stopped making Blueberry Morning.
You know what the fuck that is, but it sounds glorious. It sounds like Raisin Bran, but instead of raisins, it got blueberries.
It basically was, and with like some really good like granola clusters in there too. That like it was really good. And then they stopped.
Me and Fuzzy were
it.
Both born 80-year-old men with 12-year-old men, 12-year-old boys' sense of humor. So
it's true.
Welcome.
both of us under 30. For now.
Fucking, oh god, don't, let's not move on. I'm 29 and I want to die. Let's just.
The moment you become 30, just all the fun gone.
Just Logan's run this motherfucker. Just take me out.
His smile gone. His sense of humor gone.
No more dick jokes.
The way he dyes
god,
his hair blue.
We are not
gone.
Doing this episode well.
We're riffing. We're doing the riffs. Like fucking.
Welcome to episode 16, 17? 16?
17.
17. Welcome to episode 17. The serial cast.
Yeah. Mobile Suit Serial. I'm your host, Fuzzy Serialaki. this is your other host, the fucking puffin from Puffins. No, you're the puffin from Puffins.
Oh, Jesus.
That's just you. All right. Not even Toucan Sam, just a puffin. A regular puffin that's got okay art.
I'm okay being off-brand Toucan Sam.
Well, puffins are different than Fruit Loops. They're fucking... I don't even know. It's like fucking puffed corn or some shit. I don't know.
It's like Pops.
It's like Pops, I think. Maybe I'm not remembering puffins right.
While we're on the subject, what the fuck are they? The sugar smacks are the worst cereal. I don't even know what those are. They're the ones with the frog.
Oh, fuck that. Sugar Smacks.
So if you like Sugar Smacks, just fucking stop listening to our fucking podcast, you fucking heathen.
Or keep listening and just know that every episode we make is dedicated to taking down Sugar Smacks.
I fucking hate Sugar Smacks. That toad can fucking bite Dagobah Zombie's dick. I don't fucking... It's just... We get into this episode, Fuzzy! God damn it!
The important thing is we're having fun.
Okay, fine.
See,
welcome to Chris and Fuzzy Just Be Friends podcast
and talk about Gundam sometimes. So Kozen blows his. We've been stuck on this paragraph for 15 minutes. He blows the fucking door using his Dixplosive and Gold Tooth. And as he runs by Sayla, he's like, yo, you want to fucking get out of here since you're Zeon? Which, to be fair, she is very stylish, so I can understand how you might get confused.
She's got the straight blonde hair.
It's swooshin'.
Is in jail?
Yep.
In Fetty Jail?
Which also, currently? Thing to think about, Kozen not meeting the minimum style amount for Zeon right now.
Oh, no.
It's
okay.
Even as a POW, I think he's not meeting minimum style.
I think, but you gotta keep in mind, like, fucking, have you seen Ramba Rawl? Like, that dude's just a portly, nice dad. Like,
yeah, but he's still... Have you fucking seen his outfit?
That fucking mustache, yeah. And
he's... It doesn't matter if he's kind of, like, short and portly. He's also got fucking dad strength bod, and he traded out his Zeon for a blue Zeon uniform, still with half cape. He was like, yeah, Char, I think, you got some good style going on, but then what about fucking this? And then it just popped blue, and everyone around him was like, oh, shit. And then Ron Burrell did some fucking head spins while he broke dance, and...
on his cardboard box.
Yeah, everyone was like, shit, he's styling on him so fucking hard! Don't even need a fucking face mask when you can't even see these moves, punk. That was a weird AU.
Back to-
So, Sayla states, in essence, fuck your couch. Hell!
Also, this is... Sayla, let him let you out, and then karate chop his ass.
Yeah, I was kind of... I kind of had the same thought. Like, be like, yeah... cool. And then just like the moment he opens the door and it's like, yeah, lead the way, Kozen, just hi-ya! Fucking right to the neck.
Go right it down. Hi-ya!
So she screams for help and Kozen just books it, and Whiteface also Whiteface also starts getting attacked. Bright is intrigued that there is a Mikuve base way the fuck out here. And he uses his big old binoculars and is like, oh, it's a big fucking emplacement place. There's a lot of big guns aimed at us.
I've got a problem with this. Fucking Bright.
Yep.
Fuzzy, you be Bright. Bright.
What's up?
You've fucking been here for 17 episodes. Like, we've been here for the same goddamn 17 episodes.
Yeah.
There's always Zeon, Bright. Always.
I mean, like, we've been traveling for what, we didn't see Zeon yet, like, surely they must not be here. Also, we're in the middle of nowhere, like, why would...
I'll help you. I'll help you real quick. I'll help you. Look around. Is there Zeon?
Currently, yes. We're being attacked.
Okay. Rewind.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago.
All right.
Look around.
Yeah.
Is there Zeon?
Not that I can see.
Bullshit! You ain't looking hard enough! You're in Zeon territory, Bright!
I mean, but we're also in the middle of the presumably Gobi Desert.
Yesterday, you found a lake that moved. Fucker.
Look, you're right, but
okay, and scene.
yeah, so you're entirely correct. He's kind of dumb for not expecting this, but well.
If Bright handles this much better than, if I was in Bright's position, I would just be fucking sweating constantly. Like, okay, where the fuck are, like, it's been quiet, and fucking, my, there's, like weird teenager hijinks happening, something bad is about to happen, when are we getting shot, my point is I would have PTSD, so anyways. Yeah.
Bright orders the Amuro to get in the Gundam and go, and Amuro is just like, okay, get the gun parry ready for a mid-air transfer, and Bright's like, okay.
Okay.
And hangs up and then goes, wait, what?
Wait, what?
Why would he need a mid-air transfer if he's going out in the Gundam? Amuro proceeds to then launch in the gun tank, and Bright is like, fucking, I told him to get in the Gundam, what the, beep, 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 what? And Ryu's on the line and is like, fuck, prisoner escaping, shit, gonna find, the balls.
I'm letting cute girl out of jail.
And giving her a gun, and we're gonna hunt him down. Peace, bitch. Actually, first he's like, we're being attacked, but also Kozen escaped. I'll go get in the gun tank, I guess. And Bright's like, you fucking can't. Amuro took it. Search for the prisoner.
Well, at this point, I'm like, fuck, put Ryu in the Gundam.
Yeah, right?
Ryu's a fucking pilot. Put him in the fucking cut! What are you doing?
Yeah,
Bright!
Also, like, spoiler for later part in the episode, we discuss that Ryu can pilot the Gundam.
He's been training in the simulator. He's a fucking real pilot, like, not an engineer.
Yeah.
We've already shown fucking Amuro's not a pilot, he's an engineer, that's why he's trying to fucking math his way out of this shit.
Yeah.
You don't see Ryu being like, I need to learn math so I don't get shot. He's like, no, I got reflexes, son. So I'm a fucking pilot.
I mean, to be fair, you do have to learn a lot of math and science in the
Air
Force.
Okay, go fuck yourself, alright?
I'm just saying, the Air Force is often considered to be the headiest and most educated branch of at least the United States military, because there's so much fucking bullshit going on and there's a lot of math that they have to learn.
Alright, so even better, Ryu is a fucking engineer. And also he's a both. Trained pilot.
Get you a dad bod who can do both.
Get you a gorilla man.
Get you
He is a large motherfucker.
He is a big dude. also, I have some words about him later, but we'll get to that.
Oh. Okay.
It's a very specific little moment. Anyway.
Right.
So, meanwhile, Kozen has broken into a radio room and is calling in to Ramba and just info dumping everything he can. The bridge, meanwhile, discovers someone is in comm room number 2, and Bright...
Turn that shit off!
Yeah, Bright's like, turn it off. And so they do.
Done.
Sayla, meanwhile, encounters Kozen, and they engage in a bit of a scuffle, but he kicks her gun away and runs off. She grabs her gun, gives chase.
There's always a moment where Sailor, like, points gun at him, everybody stops moving, he bails.
Yeah.
Or he kicks her. Like, Sailor, pull the trigger!
Yeah, pull the trigger more. Like,
I know she's a communications officer, but we saw her fight Char.
Yeah.
She is a trained combatant.
Fan the fucking hammer, my dude. Like,
yeah, fucking McCree that shit.
Yeah, fucking, it's high noon.
It's high fucking noon, Sailor.
Yeah, shoot the man. So... In the chest,
if her gun was painted red, she would have fired 3 times faster.
She would have fired three shots, yeah. Actually, no, she wouldn't have fired any shots. Still zero. 3 times 0 is still zero. So,
fucking nerd!
You said it first, dickweed!
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm editing that out.
So
I have the power.
Shit, you do. my public persona is in your hands. Fucking Amuro is fucking shit up in the tank and remarks that Bright just doesn't understand tactics yet, since the tank is perfect for shitting on emplacements.
Which, I know I just gave Bright a whole bunch of shit a second ago. Fuck you, Amuro, you're a child.
Yeah. Like, on one hand, Amuro is correct. This is the best thing for fucking shit up. On the other hand, Amuro,
no.
You're not the gun tank pilot.
Also, I agree, like, the gun tank should have been used here in addition to the Gundam.
Yeah.
Like, you should have the Gundam defending the gun tank. Or the gun cannon defending the gun tank. It's just, why do they only use what you've got? It's not, we all have one fucking pilot.
Yep.
Specifically for this.
Yep.
Use them all. Use all of them.
Yep.
All the time. Alpha strike, motherfucker.
So, meanwhile, we cut to the Zeon crew in the base getting shit on, and they're like, oh, hey, the Gallop is on its way with Romba Ral, and all of them are like, oh, shit, does that mean White Base is attacking us? Fuck.
I love the fact that, oh, so we can cut back to the tactic. So they say, like, when the very first popped off, White Base was like, oh, shit, someone's fired a missile. And Bright's like, fire our missiles at the horizon! And it worked!
Yep. And it fucking
like,
worked.
Like, it's just, they just missile screened a missile.
Yep.
I guess. I just love the fact that these fuckers, it is literally like old school war.
Yep.
Neither side knows what the fuck is going on.
Yep.
They're just firing artillery at each other.
Basically.
It's beautiful. Anyways, fast forward to here. Oh shit, White Base!
Sorry, I needed to yawn. They learn that, oh shit, White Base. Romba is on his way, beep beep. He wishes Kozen well in escaping, and we cut to commercial.
Oh, Shao! I was yawning.
We come back.
Shao!
To Kozen, we've just gotten
like
to half.
It.
Yeah, a little bit. We just got to the halfway point of this episode, by the way. So
we are 55 minutes.
Yep. So we come back to Kozen jumping down some stairs, and the kids have Haro just trip the fucker.
He eats it in the fucking corridor. Which at this point, I'm like, yeah. Fuck it, kids. And then Sayla rounds the fucking corner with her gun out. It does the thing where she points and waits. And I'm like, is she about to fucking blast this motherfucker in front of three kids? Are these three kids about to get blood splat? No, he fucking jumps over the thing.
I would like to note that his animation in jumping over the thing is pretty cool. And he just sails over that fucking staircase railing and is like, peace, bitch! And leaves.
Yep. I really... A, I want her to just pull the fucking trigger.
Right.
You had a clear shot. He was on his knees getting up off the ground. But also just because, like, that'll shut these fucking kids up for a minute.
Yep. So, fucking, Sayla misses. Dops show up all of a sudden, and Mirai is like, we need the trifecta here, now. So Kai launches in... It does show Kai launch, but then he's back later, because fuck it, I guess. Ryu jetting out, then Kai launches, and I meant Ryu suddenly ends up back in White Base later. Like, he leaves in a core fighter, and then we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing him flying around in the core fighter.
Yeah, we don't talk about it at all, but presumably he shits on some dops, I guess.
Yeah, because we also don't see Dops.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah. He's just,
we see three of them get dunked on fucking and then never talk about them again.
Ryu, that means Ryu fucked up all the Dops.
Yeah, which is pretty in character and cool.
Fuck yeah, Ryu.
Fuck yeah, Ryu. Shit.
My buddy. Ryu and Mirai are stealth the actual heroes of this fucking show.
A little bit. Ramba chuckles to himself as some dops fly overhead. Ramba wishes that he had three goofs and launches like the badass he is as the heroic combat music plays. Because we get into the real fight. So we cut to the tank who fucks up three dops, and Bright orders the transfer of Amuro into the Gundam. Also, they notice the Zaku's and the Goof are fucking coming in hot. Amuro, still not retreating to do the transfer.
Some like it hot.
Some do like it hot.
Hot, hot.
So he doesn't do the transfer right away because he's a fucking idiot.
Because he's fucking...
And proceeds to almost get shit on. He finally does because he can't hit anything that's moving. And for some reason, this is the point where I learned that the standard running shot of the gun cannon is the really off-model, no-neck fucking...
Yeah.
Juggernaut version.
I was gonna say, it looks like a fucking... Yeah. I noticed that, and I'm like, maybe that's the fucking angle. I don't know. That just looks fucking weird.
I don't know. Either way, it's a bad shot that makes it look like one of the Juggernaut characters from Unreal Tournament 3.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
I mean, that too.
Holy fuck, that's old. That's an old...
That's an old meme.
Oh, Christopher.
I mean, I know that meme too, and I like it a lot, but it's...
Yeah, but you exist on the internet. Like, you were born on the internet.
That's
true. You are mostly ones and zeros.
It's true, objectively. So the gun tank gets back into White Base, and we cut to Kozen finding a jetpack in the airlock and locking the airlock behind him.
We are so close to the point where I can't wait.
He gets ready to jump out when another gray shirt comes around the corner, with a fucking bazooka.
No, Sayla's trying to shoot the door open, and at this point I'm like, oh, she's gonna shoot the door open and then be out of ammo to shoot the fucker. No. A guy comes up and says, oh, I know what we can do, and he runs off, comes back, the fucking bazooka!
Yep.
This is the point where I message you, this is my favorite fucking episode.
Alright. That's a fair reason for it to rise to the favorite.
Just point blank fires a bazooka at this fucking airlock door.
Yeah, which blows open the airlock door and also blows Kozen into nothingness.
out into the void.
Because, like, when we cut to Sayla looking out of the void, there's just some fucking, like, metal pieces. Presumably Kozen was disintegrated by this bazooka, which somehow had no blast that came backwards at them, because Sayla and this gray shirt are fine. Also, in the origin, I think she's the one who fires the bazooka, which is
better. I like more random, really, because I like random NPCs doing cool shit.
I mean, that's fair, but...
I just called him an NPC.
I've
been DMing too long.
I like the idea of Sayla just grabbing the bazooka out of this gray shirt's hands and being like, eat shit, motherfucker, and blowing this bitch. I might also be misremembering that, and this might be headcanon, but hey, if it's good, it's good.
We might have skipped over a part that I thought was important. Back before Ramba deployed in the goof, he was talking to... fuck, what's her name? Hamon. And he said all four of his pilots' names.
Yep.
That he's coming with him because he's a fucking cool guy.
Yep.
And he said, hey, if Kozen escapes, I want him to be rescued. And she's like, of course, darling. And I said, I'm like, they're so good, Fuzzy.
They're real good.
They're so good.
They're really
and
good.
They give they're like very affectionate, and he's like just going off to work, honey. And she's like, "Yes, I will hold down the fort."
Quite literally,
these fucking kids.
Yep.
These adult children.
I'm pretty sure they're older than both of us.
Shut your face. They're my children, and I need to protect them.
All right. I actually wonder how old Rambo is at this point in the show. 35.
He's gotta be in his 40s. What? He did not age well.
No, that boy looks 40 something.
He, like, yeah, late 40s.
Yeah, for real. Also, Haman's first name is Crowley.
Oh, it's Crowley Haman?
Yeah, that's her name.
Also, way to fucking be. Keep your fucking last name when you get married. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fucking...
Oh, I love these two. I just want them to have their own spinoff. And, like, not even have to have Gundams in it. I just want to see them being happy at a house.
That's fair. eventually, when we reach Gundam The Origin, the OVA, you will get to see more of them. You'll get to see how they met. Oh my god.
Oh, no, my heart fuzzy.
Oh no. Man, can't wait till we get to shit that was released in 2014.
We'll see you in 62 years, everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you in 62 years. So, anyway. Amuro gets in the Gundam. Sayla jumps on comms.
Yeah.
Also, Amuro is like, "Are you allowed to be there?" And she's like,
"Yeah, they need me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I'm on the comms.
Yeah, like no one else is here, fucker. We're doing this. Sorry. Yeah. We're being sassier than she was. She's quite a respectful young woman.
I really want her to be sassier, just because she's Char's sister,
right?" I kind of want Sayla and Mirai to have just more moments of like,
no,
bitch.
I want, just because Mirai puts up with so much shit,
right?
I just want her to be like, no, you're being fucking stupid. Like, cause you know Mirai knows people are being fucking dumb.
Yep.
You can see it on her face. She's like, oh, this fucker's being stupid right now. And I just want her to call people out instead of being professional.
Yep.
Like she is. Anyways.
I would take an entire episode devoted to Sayla and Mirai trading shots and bitching.
Yes.
I would watch 30 minutes of just Sayla and Mirai taking, like, tequila shots or whatever local liquor that they picked up. Right now, I guess they're limited to fucking fermented Mongolian agave. Yak semen or something. whatever they drink in the Gobi Desert. Presumably fermented yak semen, apparently. I would like to briefly explain. My father has a fascination with yak semen.
Jesus.
As a, like, insult or as a comparison.
Okay.
And so, occasionally I might mention yak semen.
Because
I'm very used to saying yak semen as the first thing to come to mind. Anyway, so, yeah, Gundam launches. Sayla informs Bright that the prisoner is super dead. He looks a little fucking suspicious about this, TBH.
Yes, he does!
Like, he side-eyes the fuck out of her.
You mean, you just stole our Gundam from us, proceeded to get it fucked up, and now you just happen to murder the fuck out of the... Oh, and there's no body? Oh.
Also, wait, there's no body, so that there's like a 20% chance that Kozen comes back at the end of the series as a cyborg.
Beautiful.
If I've learned anything from any media at all. Kozen probably doesn't come back as a cyborg. Cyborgs don't get introduced in Gundam till much later. Go watch Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt, available on fucking a lot of things. Anyway, so... man, this is really good free advertising for Gundam. So... or not really good. So... we cut to Kai and the Goof, and Kai is getting his shit wrecked by Romba Ral, because... come on. What did you expect? Gundam launches and attempts to save Kai by shooting his arm off, the gun cannon's arm, not Kai's actual arm. It works, And Amuro can't believe that his just make the Zaku 20% better idea isn't working out as an actual simulation of the goof's abilities. Because Ramba is much cooler than your fucking Sims.
Yeah.
Also,
Ramba don't fuck around.
Yeah. Also, he has a dope fucking shot where he makes the goof jump in front of a gun emplacement that immediately shoots at Amuro, and like, it's wallpaper worthy. It's real good.
It is. Also, I love fucking what's it called? Like the fact that like it just shows his tactical like mind. He's like, if I fight close enough to this fucking gun emplacement, they can fire at him and without any risk of hitting me.
Yep.
Because I'm between the two cannons.
Yep.
Fucking Ramba.
Ramba fucking Rao.
Yep.
So it looks real cool. Amuro screams, and Bright orders all the guns on the goof. This hurts the goof, because broadsiding a goof will do some damage.
Yeah, these are massive fucking battleship weapons. Yeah.
And Ramba's like, alright, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So he does. The Fetties have won the battle, and we cut to the bridge, where Amuro is getting admonished by Bright for not listening to orders, because for fuck's sake, dude. Bright points out that you gotta follow military regulations, that's how war works. And Amuro proceeds to ask the same thing Sayla did, are we regular soldiers now? And this is where I put in a little fucking point.
Yes.
Yeah. This would be a good time for Chris to, yep. Yes.
I'm not gonna scream it emphatically.
That's fair.
Yes.
Yes.
You mother. In my defense, I have been yelling so much this episode.
That's fair. So allow me to take it. Fucking yes! Amuro! You are in uniform! You are a soldier! You kill people for your bread!
A lot of people!
They give you more bread, so you're fueled up to murderize.
You literally get special treatment because you're a soldier.
You get special treatment because you're not just any soldier. You're the hyper murder soldier.
You're the fucking quarterback of this soldier football team.
Yes, who pilots the death murder machine. They call you the White Devil.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Later, they do.
Okay, I was like, have you told me this all before, or have I missed everything?
I think they did at least once in the dub.
Because to me, the White Devil is Ace Ventura.
Fair. By the end of this series, he is known as the White Devil, or the White Demon, because he
fucking murders everybody.
He murders everyone. So, So Bright dismisses him without any punishment, and Mirai points out that he's still trying his best, you know? And Bright responds that if we just listened to that boy's best, we would all get fucking killed.
I want to say again, Mirai is just the fucking best.
Yes.
Like, she's wrong here. He needs to fucking follow orders. But, I love you, Mirai.
She's fulfilling her role of base mom and minivan pilot very well.
If she were a statuesque redhead, she would just have my heart completely.
Yeah.
I just realized, I know that they're kind of hinting that, like, Mirai and Bright have a thing, maybe, going on.
Yep.
But, fuck it, how great would it be if Mirai and Ryu just got together? Like, two just good at their job people. Like, just solid, you can count on them, they're nice, they're competent.
Competency in my Gundam? How dare you?
If you notice, they fucking follow orders.
How dare you?
Anyways. Like, fucking Ryu murdered 72 dops this episode?
Like, 8.
Okay, fine. He murdered 800% the amount of fucking dops as were murdered. The fucking syntax of the sentence is terrible. You get my fucking point. He killed 8 times. He was 8-on-1. He fucking beat ass. Please save me, Fuzzy.
No,
fuck. What are you doing?
It's too late. I'm sorry. I was looking up some stuff.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I needed you. Where were you?
I abandoned you.
In about an hour of need. I reached out and no one was there.
I abandoned you and I'm sorry. Alright,
what the fuck is this episode?
It's a mess. It's an hour and 20 minute long mess. So, Bright.
This is gonna be my favorite episode of our podcast.
Probably. So, fucking, he turns to Ryu. I meant
oh
Ryu. I didn't write Kai. I wrote Kai by accident, but I meant Ryu.
Yeah,
he turns
but
to
I
Ryu.
I know what the fuck you're talking about, because this is disturbing as shit.
Yeah, he turns to Ryu and is like, right? And Ryu's like, yeah, I guess. But he's just got his fucking shirt, like, open, like,
unzipped halfway down.
He's reaching in, scratching his titty, and...
just playing with his boobs.
Yeah, and there's a very weirdly wet sound effect.
Ugh,
which, it makes
terrible.
It sound like he's real sweaty under there, and he's just...
And it's like a plastic bag suit, he's just soup underneath.
Yeah, and he's just flicking his man titty under there to really get a good scratch in. And it's
I hate this so much.
Yeah, it's a real wet noise, and I hate it. Meanwhile, Amuro is working on the Gundam down in the garage, and wondering to himself how he fucked up the Sims that bad. And he kind of just passes out in his chair.
Yeah.
So, as he...
Yeah, Amuro needs a break.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. So, as he naps, and also, this might be the point where you're wondering, weird, I thought this episode was called Amuro Desserts.
That was literally what I was like, because at the last scene, I was like...
This is...
Wait, isn't that motherfucker supposed to leave?
Yeah. So, as he naps, Mirai and Bright walk in and don't notice him, and Bright is considering...
Don't notice him, and I'm not exaggerating, 20 feet to their right.
Yeah.
And it's not like a big room. It's a fucking catwalk.
Yeah.
That, to the left is a dead end, to the right's a fucking computer.
Yep.
And straight in front of you is some railing.
Yep.
Like
fuck
the,
you.
Whew. Also, while they're talking, Bright... Mariah's on his right, and he looks over at her. You could... There's no way he didn't see fucking... He did this on purpose.
Yeah. I guess. So, yeah. He's like... He's considering bumping Amuro off of piloting the Gundam. Mirai argues that...
Putting Ryu in there.
Yeah. Mirai argues that his youth isn't inherently bad, but it seems Bright has pretty much already made the decision. Mirai has a good feeling about Amuro as a pilot and a soldier, and Bright really wants her to agree with him, possibly for his own peace of mind.
He says, I really want us to agree on this, and tries to touch her or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, flinches away from him, or like, slaps, I can't remember exactly.
She just moves away and turns.
Yeah, it was very much like, no, motherfucker, I'm not yelling because I'm Mirai and I keep my shit together,
yep.
But I'm mad at you right now.
Yeah. but she notices Amuro has heard the whole thing. He looks real hurt.
Yeah.
Bright kind of confronts him about it, and Amuro...
He says, good thing! No, that's...
Wait, that's in a hot
set. I guess you've heard everything, yeah.
Yeah, and... But real antagonistic...
That's a real dick in a second.
About his fucking... Like, he's got real antagonistic posture right now.
It's basically like, what the fuck you gonna do about Amuro?
Yeah.
What the fuck you gonna do?
So Amuro runs away crying.
Because he's a fucking child.
He's 16.
Like, that's not an insult. He's a literal fucking child.
Yeah.
And he's emotional and has PTSD.
Yes.
And just got out of a battle where he had to kill a bunch of fucking people.
Right. So...
And now he's getting his... The one fucking sense of purpose he has is gonna be taken away from him.
Yeah. Mirai is about to chase after him, but Bright stops her and is like...
Stops her!
No, this is better. Now we don't have to explain it to him.
Fucking fine, whatever, fine. You're like, oh yeah, I guess now we don't have to explain it to him. But let her fucking go.
Yeah, right?
Motherfucker. Like, he's a kid. We've already established he's unstable.
Yeah.
She might be like, hey, you remember when you saw my boobs? Haha, it's funny. Like, lighten the mood a little bit or something. I don't know.
Anything.
God damn it, Bright, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we cut to.
I wish I'd been meaner to you when you were being bright earlier.
Yeah, we cut to Amuro, and he has changed into his civvies. And as he gets ready to leave, Fra sees him and is like, "Wait, you should stay." And he's just like, "Fucking nope," and runs away in tears. And then, and this is the important part.
Yeah, this is the part I'm like, this isn't desertion! He's not deserting because...
He jumps into the Gundam and launches without permission, stealing the Gundam, and deserting White Base, leaving them alone as tragic...
He fucking sails this shit!
Yeah, as tragic music swells and the Gundam drifts into the dark ground. Amuro just left fucking White Base without its major fucking player here.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
at all.
You fucking shit. Like, I'm still blaming Bright for this. I bet you money Mirai could have talked this motherfucker out of stealing Gundam.
Yeah.
But or just, you know, it's Mirai. She probably could have just fucking full Nelson his ass. Like,
something. Anything, really.
I'm just so angry.
Yeah.
At this whole... This is a good episode.
It's a really good episode, though. Anyway.
The animation of him bailing is just, like, into the fucking void.
Too. Yeah.
Not moving. Stock still getting, like, in a weird, like, falling
pose
stance.
From behind.
Just gently listing forward.
Yep.
Into the darkness.
But anyway, next time, Makuve, Kaecilia, yelling, Amuro does a solo raid, oh hey, add Zam, it's Zeon's secret mine, will you be able to survive?
Amuro! And I know that's when we're supposed to end the episode, but I want to say, Kaecilia looks dope as fuck.
I'm going to talk about fucking her character design, because, holy shit, that's interesting to me for a lot of fucking reasons. But I'm gonna do it next time.
Yeah, that was sick. Next time on Mobile Suit Fandom.
Hot takes.
Talk about fucking Zeon fashion some more because.
Booyah.
Welcome to the Mobile Suit Zeon Fashion Cast.
Yep. That's what we're actually a fandom of. Zeon Amuro. Fashion.
Amuro.
Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 17 of Mobile Suit Fandom. If you really want to yell about how either of us are garbage, or that you like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod, and our personal Twitters from there. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a try, check out the official Gundam YouTube channel, Gundam Info. They have a bunch of shows legally for free. And also, they don't promote us, I just really want you to watch Gundam. Until next time, mech fans, remember... Amuro is still a goddamn child.